Big D, 1960.
One!
Second in the gas chamber at San Quentin Prison. Gary Powers and a U-2 reconnaissance plane were down behind Soviet lines. And Adolf Eichmann was captured in Argentina by Israeli agents and accused of playing a major role in the killing of millions of Jews. Finally hanged for crimes against humanity. 1961. East Germany closed the border between East and West Berlin to stop the exodus of East Germans to the West. A nuclear blast of 25 and 50 megatons, the largest man-made explosions to date, were set off by the Soviet Union despite world protest. 1962. Decision that the recital of an official prayer at the public schools was unconstitutional, and a Soviet buildup in Cuba was revealed to the American people by President Kennedy, who ordered a naval and air quarantine on the shipment of offensive military equipment to the island. 1963.
I love you because you understand it.
Dr. Martin Luther King,
I
have a dream that this nation will rise up and live out the true meanings of its creed. Dr. Stephen Ward, British osteopath, was convicted in London of living off the earnings of prostitution by Christine Keeler and Marilyn Rice Davies. The scandal involved John Profumo, former Secretary of State for War. And John F. Kennedy, 35th President of the United States, was shot and fatally wounded by an assassin November 22nd as he rode in a motorcade through downtown Dallas, Texas. 1964.
Pretty woman walking down the street.
Pretty woman, September 27th, a report containing the conclusion that Lee Harvey Oswald was solely responsible for the killing of President John Fitzgerald Kennedy. And Communist China conducted a successful test of its first atomic bomb. 1965. U.S. Armed Forces sent to protect U.S. citizens and prevent a communist revolution. Los Angeles was rioted by discontented Negroes living in the Watts area and resulted in the death of 35, with property damage estimated at $200 million. A massive electric power failure blacked out most of northeastern United States, plus parts of two Canadian provinces. Approximately 80,000 square miles were affected, and a population of 30 million people plunged into pitch darkness. 1966. Medicare, a government program, makes part of the medical expenses of citizens over 65. Student nurses were slain in a Chicago apartment. Richard Speck convicted a year later. A sniper, Charles Whitman, atop the University of Texas Tower in Austin, shot 44 persons, killing 14, including an unborn child. Police later found the bodies of his wife and mother, whom he apparently had slain the night before. 1967.
Our love is only true in fairy tales. And for someone else, but not for me.
Israeli war, June 5th through 10th. Israel smashed forces of the United Arab Republic, Syria, and Jordan, conquering territory four times its own size. Senator Thomas J. Dodd of Connecticut was censured by the Senate for misusing campaign and testimonial funds. And fire aboard the spacecraft Apollo 1 on the ground at Cape Kennedy killed Gus Grissom, Edward White, and Roger B. Chaffee.
Hey, June.
1968.
Don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better.
Once again called upon Congress to enact a 10% income tax surcharge to reduce an estimated 20 budget deficit for 1958. The United States Navy electronic intelligence ship Pueblo and its 83-man crew were seized in North Korea by four patrol boats and taken prisoner to the port of Wonsan. A sniper's bullet killed the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Nobel Prize winner and leader of the nonviolent civil rights movement in Memphis, Tennessee. Senator Robert F. Kennedy, 42 years of age, cut down by an assassin bullet in the Hotel Ambassador in Los Angeles. After 4 hours, a team of top surgeons unsuccessfully had tried to remove bullet fragments from his brain. The assassin was later identified as Sirhan Bishara Sirhan.
1969.
Love and peace became household words as Woodstock, New York hosted a rock festival. The nation's war leader and peace leader, President Dwight David Eisenhower, died in his sleep. And the United States placed not one, but two teams of astronauts on our permanent satellite as America and man reached the moon.
WDRC 1970.
One, one, one.